Welcome to Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Set in Avalos, a land known for its lush forests and blessed by the goddess Shanti, our adventurers, Grack the Barbarian, Hecate the Warlock, Miguel the Paladin, Lily the Sorcerer, Vivian the Monk, and Grubbs the Cleric will face many challenges, battle many evils, and learn many lessons. But the most important lesson of all will be...
Don't trust the Smiling Dungeon Master.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Last we left off... fuck. All sorts of shit happened. We got to Glimmerhand, and we finally got to a tavern, and there's a weird little gnome guy walking around, and then we're sitting around, and all of a sudden this big freaking hole just developed out in the air, and then it sucked Lily through. Some guy just come out. He's a big creepy fucking guy, and he pulled Lily away. And then it turns out, the big creepy guy is Hecate's father. That's going to be fun at a family picnic. So we're all processing that, and Hecate decides that she's going to get shithouse. Completely understandable. Grack gets shithouse, which that's weird. That never happens. We made a new friend by the name of Gurgles, a bugbear that we are not going to kill, because we seem to be doing that an awful lot. Gurgles is telling us of his adventures from the Yawning Portal and all this sort of stuff. And then as he's explaining this, Grubbs is getting more and more it sucked into himself, and he's getting real quiet and everything. And as it turns out, Gurgle says that Lily's been pulled into hell, and then Hecate runs off, and I go and chase after her. And then Grubbs takes off into his room, and then I go to try to corral everybody to come up with a plan to get Lily back, and go get Grubbs, and he's been up all night just drawing and drawing, and as it turns out, he drew out the 9 hells. That's a lot of hells, if you ask me. And now we're all back, I believe, in the tavern, and we're here to find out what the whole background to this whole 9 hells thing is. Back to you, Dungeon Master.
So, as we continue, it was the next morning. You all had gathered around the table, meeting this wonderful new bugbear, sporting this great, fashionable green purple cloak. He begins to recite his recent tales of a travel through the Mad Mage dungeon, where he had discovered some things that Halaster himself had placed through there, which made no sense to them at the time. But hearing what these fellow travelers and seeing what's going on, decided it does make sense. The lore about this is that at some point, back when the seedling had first been planted in the first area by Windborn, shortly after, when it had almost been stolen by some foul creature, the seedling split, and once it had pushed the darkness into a central location, where it had burrowed deep into it after creatures had dug deep and deep into the earth, trying to hide from this light that keeps spreading from Shanti. Eventually, these creatures come upon the devils themselves that begin to fall out one by one, but are unable to leave this newly found hole. The light is ever so present, pushing them back, not allowing them to leave. Eventually, they get pushed back all the way, devils and demons alike, even the dark creatures pushed through, and the ones that were unlucky enough to stay behind turned to stone from the bodies Shanti made a gate, solid stone, three miles thick of just solid bodies, to create almost like a seal to prevent anybody, again, from entering or even exiting this point in hell.
That's comforting.
Off to a great start.
So we need to find a wall made of bodies?
Well, the lore does dictate that it's kind of towards the northeast. Somewhere in some deep mountainous range.
This is all coming from...
Gurgles?
Gurgles, sorry.
Absolutely.
Well...
Pretty heavy shit, right?
To say the least. Now, the Gurgles, from what I partially understood of all this, because that's a lot of shit to throw on somebody, this is a way for us to get to where our friend Lily is?
Maybe.
Well, it is a way to get to hell, if that's where she's at.
Well...
That's where all the demons are.
Fabulous.
Do you remember a while back when I told you guys about my tattoo?
Yes, it was quite descriptive.
Three warriors inside the mountain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To keep the darkness at bay. That's where I think we're going. Or, well, where we have to go.
Oh, Lord.
Back to home. Guess that'll be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Where's home?
The Story Mountains, just northeast of here. And... It sounds just like the cave that the warriors should be. That's why the mountain rumbles. Is they're fighting. Lore has it that they're fighting the demons and keeping them at bay.
And as you say that, everybody, you feel the earth literally begin to rumble under your feet, very lightly. But you feel like this tremor shaking your feet, all of you. And you can immediately see people around start, like, looking kind of concerned, but it's not strong, but they can feel something.
Like a tremor? Just,
exactly, yeah. Like a tremor.
That feels a little too much close to home, but it should never get this far. At least not that I remember.
Well,
I came down this way, out of the mountain, because of my exile. Yeah. This is going to be interesting, because they may not be welcomed, or I may not be welcomed. We'll see.
Well, nothing says family reunion like saving our friend from the gates of hell, I suppose.
Yeah.
It can't be as bad as mine.
Yeah, you've... Well, there's a lot to unpack on yours as well there, Hecate.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Why aren't we going right away? Let's go! Let's go! This bugbear apparently knows where we're doing. We should go. Lily, I need her back. How can I protect her?
You can go to hell. No.
Hey, you know what, Greg? You can just go to hell.
I believe that's where we're headed.
I think that was my line.
Well, should we... So, at this point, we're going to put the whole saving the world on the back burner because we need to get our friend back. Are we all on the same page for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, is this, this is still the evening time, correct? Or is this morning?
This morning.
Is it morning?
This is morning.
Okay. Should we spend the day getting provisions and everything we're going to possibly need to go on this adventure? Or this quest?
Yes.
We still have the cloaks, right?
Absolutely. You got those at Laughing to Stitches.
And those are in the cart?
Those are in the cart.
Yeah, you mean... And it's for winter clothes, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay.
And it was even modified for Mr. Miguel, and even Drugar got a special nerf.
That's right.
It's more like a little vest for him.
It's a parka.
We got a vest?
No,
okay,
we...
What the fuck's a parka?
It's a big winter coat.
No, it's like a blanket thing.
No, that's a poncho.
Oh, it's fine. It's a poncho.
Parka's
okay,
like
I know what a poncho is.
A little bit bigger than a coat.
Either way, I don't know how we get so far off track. So we should probably come up with
alcohol and weed?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah, where am I? Where am I waking up?
You were ball gagged in the car. No.
I'm just kidding.
Leatherbound Ferret!
He wasn't.
No.
But I promised the wife I'd do it, so I did it. No, you actually, through all of this, you ended up making your way. You had your own room for the night. You were able to sleep in a nice bed. Warm, cozy. You met everybody down for breakfast, just like you normally would.
Cool.
With your one retainer.
And no dicks drawn on your face.
It's been a slow night.
Not this time.
Gurgles, you seem to, know the area here. Where's the best place to get provisions and everything that we're going to need to head up to the Snoring Mountains?
So, Gurgles begins, listing off. Like, if you were wanting to go, for, a blacksmith, there's the Whispering Anvil. There's a magic store called Tomes and Tiaras. Baked goods called Abiding Apple. There's a bookstore called The Laughing Dungeon. An apothecary called The Jolly Wolf. And a general store for all of your mundane needs that is called Dreaming Hazelnut Trade Post. And if you're interested in extra work, there's a hunter guild called Ancient Beast.
We haven't made any money in a while, have we?
No.
Yes, you did.
Which
you guys
did
just made
have?
A shit ton
we've,
of money
we've
from
got a lot of money.
Oh, I have 36 gold.
Well, Grubbs is your anchor. Grubbs, you are on mute, dude.
400, just about 500 gold pieces?
Six to kick in if we need to.
I would like to go to the blacksmith when we have time.
Nah, I'm just gonna point out, if you're looking for magical weapons, which are like the plus ones and shit, you're not gonna find them at a blacksmith.
Yeah, amigos, I would like to go find some magical weapons.
You would all know that the blacksmith would be able to do weapons, make basic weaponry, even add stuff to your current weapons. The magic store of Tomes and Tiaras would probably be your best bet for magical needs of swords and stuff and other magical items.
Which place has all the magical items?
Tomes and Tiaras.
Oh, I wanted to go there anyways. Want to go with me, Miguel?
Yeah, I didn't even know that it was selling any kind of magic stuff. I was just going to go.
It's a huge... So this is your big city of Avalos here right now. It's still a young realm, in essence. But this place has gathered the most because people are going to travel right here most of the time. From coast to coast.
I have a question since we're already at the Mushroom Inn.
The steel mushroom.
Yeah. This is the first place I've eaten really that I haven't gotten sick. Do they sell like a dried version that I can just rehydrate in water along my travels of that mushroom soup?
Of course.
Oh, I love it, Hecate. I would say absolutely. Mushrooms are easy to dry. And Willow, she's an amazing druid because she takes the time and she even helps you through the process to try and teach you how to make it. And she sells it at 3 copper, and that would be for one bag, would be able to utilize 1 to 3 uses, depending if you just keep it in how strong you want it. Does that make sense?
Delicate lady, so I think I can make it draw out 3. I just don't want to get sick off of, spoiled meat again.
Absolutely, understandable. That would be shitty to have to go around literally right behind Bill. Ugh.
Yeah. I am horrible with money. How many copper and a gold piece?
100 copper to 1 gold piece.
I don't need 100. That sounds like a lot to carry.
It's not expensive, but it's like, of course, it's some of the best food you've had, and it's really good. And each mushroom is really hardy. So even when they're rehydrated, as Willow, she takes the time to show you, it plumps. It's like, what are they? Like the portobello or like those big, massive mushrooms? You know what I mean?
Okay. So, I mean, like if I got a gold piece worth, would anybody else want to eat this? Or is that buying too much, guys?
Did you guys enjoy the mushroom soup? Because I really enjoyed the mushroom soup.
I thought it was rather tasty. If you want, I could give you a silver piece. That way you're not having to break down a whole gold piece or whatever.
Okay. You're going to buy my mushroom soup?
I'll buy you some mushroom soup.
Okay.
Just so
how much am I adding to my...
10? I give you a silver. 10? Do you want all two? Right.
So it's... One bag is 3 copper, 1, 2, 3. I'll just say, if you're buying multiple, she'll give you 5 for the 5 for silver.
Well, if that's the case, should we stock up on some more? I don't know how long it's going to take to get to the Snoring Mountains.
And in case anybody needs to know, it's like a 10 copper equals 1 silver.
Right.
So her give... Okay, I just wanted you guys to know that I wasn't trying to screw you over.
No,
that's fine.
I'm not mathing right tonight, so... Please,
eliminate your prices. No, okay, good. I just wanted to be sure because it's a weird... Always picture 1 to 10.
I'm buying 5 of the mushroom soups.
Well, 5 for 1 silver piece. Instead of like 3 for 1 and get a copper back, 5 for a silver.
Well, if that's the case, we should probably get some extra because that seems like it'd be a good provision just to rehydrate on the road.
Oh, okay, you handle these negotiations. I want to buy a tiara.
Fantastic.
Alright, how long is it to Snoring Mountains?
Gurgles? Grack?
About 8 days travel from here.
Okay, so...
And there is a town between the Snoring Mountains and Glimmerhand.
And there's 5 of us?
Isn't it Riant?
It is.
That sounds familiar.
Vivian, will you spend 8 silver to get us...
Nope,
that'd be about 40.
Okay, so I'm thinking 8 days worth, just in case, because they can't weigh that much, right?
Oh, God,
just dehydrated.
No. I wouldn't even ask you to count weight. It'd be very
okay.
Because it's mushroom. It's like dehydrated.
How about this?
I'm going to totally derail this whole thing, guys.
Sorry.
So we have 128 days rations, the cart, the donkey, 3 Jesus. Tents, 4 barrels of liquid water. Ale, what it was ale when we initially bought it, but we have actually already planned. Well, yeah, we planned for a journey.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that's the case, we'll just get Hecate some mushrooms.
Grack, you were on mute, first of all. Second of all, Grack would also know is that the mountains is no place that a cart would be able to proceed. Just something to think about.
All right, I'm putting 40 mushroom soups on my thing. Pay the man, Vivian. Enough.
There. Okay.
Yes, Miss Hecate.
So
we are going to have to travel differently if we can't take the cart.
Well, we can take the cart.
Well, can't we stable the cart in Riant and then venture from there, just taking provisions?
Do we need backpacks then, or bigger?
Yeah. Pack? Well,
I was just saying.
Yeah.
Well, the donkey's a four-wheel drive vehicle.
I was going to say, we could pack out Bill, but I mean...
The cart probably will not make it, but the donkey's a four-wheel drive vehicle.
We could pack out Bill with the bigger things that aren't giant barrels of ale.
What if you guys drink the ale, and we get Bill a traveling partner? We get a second donkey. That way, when we get to the Snoring Mountains, we could pack them both out.
Can we name her Jill?
If it's a lady,
Bill and Jill.
Wait, what are we getting?
Jill is actually the female name for an ass. A Jack and a Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, real shit.
Story, kids.
Perfect. It's almost
I'm like fucking amazed.
It's almost like the donkey named itself. Perfect.
Where do we get the donkey?
Bailing off Jack.
Probably. I don't know. We could probably talk to people at the stable and see if there's
a... Yeah, because in the town there is no livestock. They do not sell that in the city limits because it's packed left and right people, like almost shoulder to shoulder, like going to New York City Times Square.
What about that town? Was it Riant? Is that one of the other towns that we heard about? Would that be a town that would possibly have that kind of stuff if we figured this out then?
Perhaps just on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Little farms and stuff just outside of town might have livestock.
Yeah, just outside of the big town, you know what I mean? They don't want the livestock and carts bunching up these streets, so they kind of keep that bigger, bulky stuff to the outside of town.
you know, it's haram.
I say we get whatever provisions that we think we need. As it turns out, we have a copious amount of food and ale that surprisingly no one's touched. Probably because we forgot about it for 30-some episodes.
Yeah, if you'd like me to take anything off of that, Corey, let me know. We never really talk about it. But I did buy it a long time ago. I remember I spent a ton of money on it.
I'll call it four. Five. We'll call it five, all right?
So 5 days knock rations gone? Okay.
5 times 6 is 30.
Okay. So that puts us at 99 days ration.
Hey, let's go on. Come on. What do you guys need? We need to go. Lily, there's this thing. Ow, my heart. What's this thing? There's something going on.
Still going.
What's going on?
Magical weapons?
Yes.
You guys see Grugar, like, grabbing his chest, like, you kind of, like, see him where he's grabbing across his heart. Like, part of, like, he's, like, gripping, like, part of, like, not serious, but, like, something inside of him, more of the caringness is breaking his little heart.
Come here, Drew.
We're caring, man. We just gotta get ready.
Come hop on my shoulder.
We need to go get her! Get her shit! And you see
I'd like to make an insight check to see if this is genuine.
Absolutely, go ahead. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Please do.
Yay, a 20.
Holy shit!
It's like something I do. I don't know why I never use it. It's my best stat.
Alright. And Miguel Rodriguez, your insight, por favor, señor. Or should I say señora? I don't know.
Oh no, what's happening? There we go.
Okay, one roll equals your roll plus your modifier, not 9.
Holy shit!
Woo! Oh, damn, boy.
Okay.
You both looking at anybody else?
No.
Yep.
Gurgles is just watching in amazement.
Gurgles, you don't hear anything. He has never made a connection with you.
Fair enough. I'm just watching these people as they just keep talking.
This pet dragon's weird.
Right. Like, Krugar's, to be fair, he's kind of finicky a little bit. Like, he doesn't want to come close to you. And he's
back. Use the right word. He's spastic.
Spastic. That's a yeah, understatement.
He's freaking the fuck out because Lily's gone. That's an understatement right now. Like, you've never seen Drugar actually stop being an asshole for 1 minute, actually show he cares. He is freaking out. This little green dragon is literally sweating his scales off.
Drugar, come up on my shoulder, buddy. We're going to get some stuff, and then we're going to go rescue Lily.
Well, hurry up! Let's go!
Okay, hop on. We're going to do this.
No! Just go! No, just go! We need you to go! Divide and conquer!
We're not properly prepared. We're coming up with a game plan.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Divide and conquer. Get what you need quicker so we can go get Lily.
We will.
Hey. I'm missing my... Where's my blue friend? I miss her! And you actually see a little... His eyes begin to water. Literally, like, full-on watering.
It's okay. It's okay. We're going to get Lily. I promise you.
You can't make a promise that you can't know you're going to follow through with. You don't know what happened to her, do you?
Drugar, and I'm going to look directly in his eyes. I promise you we are going to get Lily back.
You see a tell come swinging up at you. Do you want to save?
Yeah, damn right I want to save. Dex save?
Yes, absolutely.
24.
Oh, fuck.
And it still smells. No, I'm just kidding. That would be fucked up. Like,
it would be fucked up. That's a good ass roll.
You better not get in a fight, because you guys are using up all the good ones.
Okay, Grubbs had a modifier of +7, just to be fair.
Yeah, no, I have a ridiculous modifier on insight that I never use.
So, Vivian, you see this little green tail come whipping right across and gurgles. You're just seeing, like, Vivian arguing with this dragon, staring him almost in the face, flying.
And as that tail comes and whips around, I grab it. I promise you.
The deck save was to move out of the way. If you want to try and grab it, we're going to do a save. Because he doesn't want to be grabbed.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to let him know. We are going to save Lily. We need to get our supplies. And then we're
going
to...
That's why I said divide and conquer. That's why I wanted to slap you.
I understand.
Two of you go here. Two of you go here. Two of you go here.
That's what
we're... And you can get everything. We need to go.
That's whatever.
My heart, and, like, my chest. I don't know what this is. It hurts. Please, we need to get Lily.
I understand that. And you're basically...
No, you don't.
You're delaying our... What
then
we need
go,
to do.
Please.
We need to come up with who's going to be going where. We haven't even gotten there yet. Now, please, settle down. In through your nose.
You see him
do not blow fire.
The door. He just takes off. Like,
fuck off, then. Alright. So, well, that was fun. Who needs to go where? I know Hecate and Miguel are going to, what? I don't even... What the fuck was this called?
Tombs and Tiaras.
They're looking for magic items.
Fantastic. What else do we need? I mean,
I would say we need some backpacks.
Okay, general store then.
Yes.
We all should have basic backpacks.
Right, like the explorer packs or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like packs for, like, built-in...
Saddlebags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need
more
to go...
More specialty stuff like that.
Well, the other mule or whatever is going to be outside of town.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to get an extra saddlebag just to have it before we get the mule.
All right, so off to the magic shop.
The Tombs and Tiaras. Are all of you going there?
I'm definitely going.
Can point you in different directions, of course, depending on what you were wanting to do.
I guess we all go to the magic shop.
I think I'm going to go, yeah.
We don't have the money for this, guys.
What's that?
We don't have the 500 gold pieces isn't going to buy a damn thing in the magic shop. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
Well, I was gonna think about getting my sword all enchantified, and if we only got 500 gold pieces, I'll just scrap that idea.
I mean, I don't know 5e necessarily, but in old school D&D, I mean, for just a basic one-handed thing, it'd be 1,000 gold, 1,500 gold, something like that.
It's a little different, I'll be honest with you, Grubbies, because I know you're a grognard.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fuck yeah, sorry. I've been trying to do that right just for you. Prices vary.
Let's go check it out. But I just don't be surprised.
It also depends on what they have available. But being in a big city, you're going to have access to a lot of, like, at least your basic magic equipment or whatever.
I just want, like,
If we are going to hell, we all need at least a +1 magical weapon.
Or silver. Just to point out, silvered is always an option as well in case... the other option is out of your budget. Does that so?
Yeah, we might be making a stop by the blacksmith if the.
Well, we're at the.
Sorry.
I was gonna say we're at the magic shop now, but go for it.
Oh, I was gonna. Yeah,
you guys were starting to head that way.
Gurgles, where in relation to the magic shop is the general store as well?
I would say, go straight. Down, it's the building with the red sign on top.
Building with the red sign.
And yes.
That's fairly close to the magic store?
Yeah, it's like about 4 buildings down to the left.
Fantastic. You guys go ahead and pop into the magic store. I'm going to go kind of see what they have in the general store for, like, saddlebags and the like, whatever we'll need to outfit our new... companion.
If you don't mind, I'd like to go with you.
Well, come along. You know where the places are.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
And as Gurgles leads the way, you see his purple cloak just glimmers and shines as he walks away.
That thing is fancy, sir.
Thank you. I found it in the in the yawning portal.
Oh. Really? Is that where you met the short little fellow, Briggs, I believe his name was?
Yes, yes. We go way back. Where did we start? Winterhaven? We've been on many adventures, but that made... that one really took a pull on him, and now he kind of speaks kind of funny. Oh. He's a little more skinny, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, shit happens, I suppose. What was his role in the whole adventuring thing? He seems a little, I don't want to sound rude or anything, but he's a little small of stature.
Oh, no, he was, is the word.
He was a tinker of sorts, where he had crafted this magnificent mechanical bear called Steely Dan. And that's kind of what he focused on.
Yeah, he was a very good tinker. He made a bunch of stuff. He even made me this bag of holding.
A what? I'm not familiar.
Oh, it's a lovely item. It's my most prized possession. It's just fancy bags. Something.
Well, it does look lovely. It matches your ensemble.
Yeah, I did some tinkering myself once I got back here. Glimmerhaven's got an assortment of different fashion cloths and silks and whatnot. He wasn't very happy that I modified the original look, but it suits me.
Well, you've got to make it your own, right?
Did you say silk?
Yes.
Miguel, where did you come from? I thought you were going to the magic store. You sneaky bastard.
Do you
like?
Are
you going with them, or are you going to go to the magic store?
I'm going to the magic store.
All right, you're out, buddy.
That one's a little creepy now, ain't he?
That is an understatement, my friend.
As you guys decide to finally divide and conquer to get the supplies necessary, we have, who was it? Grubbs, Hecate, Grack. What are you doing, Grack?
I was going to the magic store with him.
Okay, and Miguel.
Yeah.
Correct.
See.
All right. You guys make your way down through the town without any issue at all, because of the great directions given by Gurgles. As you guys continue there, as you enter the store, it has a big wooden sign outside that has a tiara. The sign itself is floating, and instead of being an actual wooden sign, it's a bunch of lights. So there's no real sign. It's just these yellow green lights that just make up this sign saying Tomes and Tiaras. As you enter, you guys are greeted by this wonderful, he's about 5'10", blonde hair, green eyes, wearing these wonderfully ordained robes that you can see are purple that fade into like this beautiful pink, and each one of them has these speckles of little dots that are reminiscent of stars and such. Oh, hi! How can I help you in our new shop, Tomes and Tiaras, where your greatest magic desires are at your fingertips?
I plop down my 36 gold pieces. I'm like, what can I get for this?
Well, my little tiefling dear, what are you looking for?
Well, I like all things sharp, sparkly, murderous, and knowledge.
Well, if you want to take a moment to look around, we have definitely a lot of stuff to help embrace some unwanted attacks, or some potions to help give you some health, you know, to restore that from that nasty wound from something, or we have some fantastic weapons. It's all up to your desire, my dear.
Well, my fingers are pretty much my weapons. See, and I pat Grubsy on the back. I'm like, this man is a fantastic healer. Plus, I kind of stay away from everything. Do you have any books or sparkly things?
Oh, I definitely have some books. Is there something in particular, my dear, that you will like? We have a wide variety.
I'd like to pull out the book with all the symbols on it and say, do you have anything that would help me translate this?
And with a wave of a hand to his right, you see part of the counter close off. A staircase descend. Well, if you would like to look, please head up these stairs. We have several books. I'm not sure. I don't read them all, of course. But maybe you'll find something that's going to help you, because I've never seen that language myself. That's a language, not like designs or runes?
I don't know. I think that they're code for a language. I can't decipher it, and I mean, I'm really good at ancient languages, but I couldn't make out more than a couple of the symbols myself.
Oh, so it must not be a language then. So, and you see him take two more, and you hear a and you hear a shifting. I've arranged my books for you so that these are more rune-based, because if it's not a language, those look like runes to me. Head up those stairs. First shelves to your left and to your right. As soon as you walk up there, will be nothing but all of our finest books that have ever crossed our path about runes.
Okay. I'd like to start browsing, so I head up the stairs.
Absolutely. And the rest of you that's with Hecate?
What are you looking for, Miguel?
Hola, I would like to see if you can enchant my sword.
Oh.
My great sword.
Amazing looking. Unfortunately, I can't enchant it. But I do have some options available. Are you interested in buying a different greatsword? I'd be happy to buy this off of you.
What do you have?
Well, do you just want a greatsword? Or is there another weapon you may be looking for?
Do you have a great axe?
And you can definitely see, like, they have an array of weapons. Battle axe, flails, blades, great axe, great swords. Halberds, lance, long swords, mauls, morning stars, pikes, rapier, scimitars, short sword, trident, war pick, warhammer, whip, and that's just the hand-to-hand stuff. If you want to go more simple, there's spear, sickle, quarterstaff, mace, light hammer, javelin, hand axe, great club, dagger, and club.
I think we're going to stick with a great sword so I can still use it later on with my shield.
You can't use a great sword with your shield. It's a heavy two-handed weapon.
Later on when I take a certain thing, and we'll be able to. I'm prepping for future.
So in the meantime, if you use the great sword...
I got to run with my shield. I got you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. As long as we both know what's going on, I'm cool with that. Is that all you're looking for? Is this great sword? Is there any other weapons? And she starts pointing at the rest of you. Is there anything you guys would like?
I mean, like,
I'm just here for money bags.
So, great axe. What's your options with the great axes?
Back, hold on real quick. Jerome, do you remember Lily gave you a mace?
Yes, I have it. Mace of Disruption. I thought that you said that I did when we were just sitting around... Not before we got here, but before we killed the bugbears.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Thank you. Oh, you corrected
you,
me.
Yeah, you listed it for me on here and told me what it was and everything. So I assume that we had done that.
I honestly thought I dropped it on there, but I'm remembering back to Huggy Wuggy's dungeon at this point. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was that's a long time ago. That was my bad. Good. Thank you, Grubbs. I appreciate it.
So, Grack, looking for a great axe?
Yeah, with options you have the great axe.
You can see a couple of great axes. Now, Grack, you also do have a silver battle axe, remember? Just to point that out.
Yeah.
You should. Because that's what you picked up in the Huggy Wuggy when they captured you, and you just grabbed something, and it was a silver battle axe that you grabbed out of the treasure that they were offering to Huggy Wuggy.
Yes, you should wonder.
Amigo, do you sell silver weapons here?
So...
Oh, there's a silver great axe. There's a... And of course, one that's more shiny, more than silver. It is very glinty, prismatic in a way, almost casting a rainbow. So you know it has more of a
what is that rainbowy looking thing? It's shiny.
Oh, this? They point up. Oh, this is just it's a very special great axe, and points around. If you take a look and you start peering around. As the light pierces our windows, you'll see that each one of them will start shining the same exact way. That's so you kind of get a hint that these have been imbued with some magic. Because we have a very reputable reputation here. We sell the best price. And we don't want anything less than your satisfaction.
How much for a greatsword?
Well, we have a great axe, a great sword. What else?
How much for a great sword?
Oh, that's why I'm just double checking. Is there anybody else getting anything? Because if you're all buying something, and gestures to all of you, there's a group of you. Maybe we could look into something. And I understand your friend over here, this guy. What was it? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. And she points to you, Grubbs.
And I will bow courteously. They just call me Grubbs, humble cleric of Todd.
Well, I understand you just here for you're the money bag, so somebody has to pay for all of this. Slaps the counter. Oh,
so how much are silvered great weapons going for? We'll need, so we want what? A silvered great axe, a silvered great sword.
And I have an extra halberd that I'll sell my great sword now.
Also. Well, let's just decide what we all want so we can get a total tally.
Just so you know, Grubbs, they're actually asking, like, is this what everyone wants at the moment? They haven't given any prices.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Okay. That's what, making sure that everyone has what they want.
I shout down from the upstairs. I'm still looking, boys!
Sweet. So, got a question for you. Do you have a chain of returning? Heard of something like that?
Let me take a quick look. And he's pull out a book and start looking. He said it was the chain of...
I believe so. It's what it's, here's what it's supposed to do. This is what I've heard of it. Is you can actually have the chain attached to you, or, you know, on one hand, you can throw, let's say, like a battle axe that's attached to the chain, and once it hits its target, it would return.
Let's take a look. I'm just sorry about the wait here. I'm just taking a look, see my inventory, and it's a big book. Would it go by any other name by chance? Do you know?
Not that I can think of.
Returning weapon?
Yeah, looking through here, I'm sorry, I don't have anything here for that. Well, you get a lot of interesting things. I just haven't seen that pass through just yet. Okay. I do apologize, sir.
It's kind of a rumor I heard of, so,
like, please don't hurt me. Because you're so big. And
oh, no. Don't
you
worry.
Have a very intimidating presence just, immediately.
I'm sure. That's okay. How much for the great axe?
Great axe and the great sword. If we're going to go ahead and do both of them, normally I'd say about 1,000 gold per weapon. Okay. But hold on. If we can make a deal of sorts, maybe I can help. You can help me and I can help you. How does that sound?
What's the deal?
You guys look a little tattered and torn. I'm assuming here you're adventurers, or unless you're bums.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you were adventurers rather than bums, because why would you be in here? If you can bring me some items, very specific items, I'd be willing to part with these for 100 gold, 150 gold each.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
What items do you need? And where do we find them?
And they look over. Grubs, was it? Is that satisfying to you, sir?
Throw in a silvered spear, you got a deal.
I can do that at the 150 price. I'm just kidding. Sorry, I gotta lighten the mood a little bit. Gotta have some fun, you know what I mean?
So,
silvered weapon, if you give me 3 silver pieces and the spear that you want silvered, you know what? I'll just grab one from my shelf. I mean, you see them reach up and grab one from their shelf. You give me 3 silver plus the 150 per weapon, we have a deal.
Oh, my good lady. So, we are at... Yeah, Das ist einen zu Boku, you know?
No, I don't. That is something I don't understand. What is that?
Anywho, sorry. That's way off subject. So, we have about... It's 10 silver pieces to... 1 gold piece, so 1,000 silver pieces is 100 gold pieces. So we have 495 gold pieces. I would be willing to give you... No. Isn't 1,000 silver pieces? Wouldn't that
Yeah.
100 gold?
You're right, Grubbs. Ignore me. Thank you for keeping me honest.
No, I mean, I will take that extra money. But
I bet you would.
So, my good lady, I can afford no more than... 350 gold for all 3. I will happily retrieve any items that you would like if you would give me this deal.
Oh, I'm only asking for 300, sir.
Oh, I thought you said 150 per weapon, because I'm asking for a great axe, a great sword, and a spear now.
You asked for the silvered spear, not a magical spear. All I asked was for 3 silver pieces so I can melt it onto the weapon for you.
Okay, perfect.
And
sorry.
You can see him holding the spear. Like, I grabbed this from my own inventory for you.
I obviously had that all wrong. 300 gold and 3 silver pieces. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. I apologize if I wasn't clear. But let me tell you what I'm looking for. These are going to be kind of hard to come by, okay? But please remember, Taji is my name. Come back here, and I need these for me. These aren't for sale. These won't be, okay? These are just for myself.
Okay. Where can we get you?
It's going to be hard. A cloak of invisibility, a holy avenger, and a hammer of thunderbolts. I'm not giving you a timeline, but bring me those items. What is your party called, by the way? So I can keep an ear to the ground and hear about your great deeds.
Did we actually ever come up with a name?
I'm putting you on the spot right now.
No, we haven't.
Oh, wow. I tried.
It's the fuck around and find.
So we may want to pause then.
What?
The what?
The what of Todd?
Oh, no. What's the Todd one?
I have no ideas.
I said the fuck around and find out.
Fuck around.
They call us Fafo.
That's what I was going to say. It's
Fafo. Fafos of Todd.
There you go. Todd. I'll go with that.
There you go. They call us Fafo.
Yes.
We broke Vivian, and it wasn't even this time.
Are we on pause right now?
No, we're recording.
Okay, then roll with it. Whatever.
Well, if you don't have a name quite yet, it seems like there's a little bit of discrepancy amongst your group.
Oh, no discrepancy. I'm not even there.
Well, we're not talking to you.
Oh, shoot. So that's funny. Okay.
While this is going on, Oina, you locate a book, a tome of sorts, and right there in it is of ancient, like, ruins of sorts, and it kind of, oh, there's some pictures of it without a cipher, but the book itself gives you information on where you can look to find more information about the symbols. Like, very blatantly, like, this is how it can make sense from what other people have deciphered.
What do you mean? I'm not understanding.
You found a clue.
That's all I have is clues. I have all the raging clues.
You do. You have so much raging clues. No, so what you're finding here in this city, because it's had so many visitors of sorts, this book that they found in their possession and you're looking at now includes ancient runes. Stuff where they have found these runes, you can locate more information about them to help decipher it. So it's giving you locations of different information so you can find the decoding.
Since my party is distracting the purveyor of the shop, can I do some kind of check or something to kind of scribble down some of this information into my own booklet without the shop owner noticing?
I'm going to be fair to you, Hecate. Hmm. The store person's downstairs. You went upstairs. It's they do an honor-based system. That's all I can say. There's no eyes on you that you can see.
Well, I still want to buy stuff. I just don't want to buy a book that's not actually helping me because it's just giving me other places to go and I kind of don't have time to do all that. You know, world save, friend save.
Oh, no, it's not just about the runes that you have. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear to you. The book has what you're looking for, but it also has other stuff. Very much irrelevant to what you're looking for. So I see what you're looking for. If you would like to, that's up to you. Not my character.
I'm a note taker, so I'm just going to take a couple notes and then keep looking and start checking out the tiaras.
And the tiaras would be downstairs.
Yeah, so I kind of say, like,
I
didn't find anything.
There's a pop-up section, if that's helpful. A pop-up book section.
Are there any on Asmodeus?
Oh, no.
Not through the pop-up. Asmodeus is one of those when you're looking around, you can't find much. He is mentioned in some books here and there. He himself is one that's not really mentioned, like not talked about. He's kind of like a taboo.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there a set price on the books, or are they priced differently for each book?
There's no price tags.
I know. That's what I'm asking you. Are any of these within my range? Or are they all like X amount of dollars or?
X amount of dollars.
Okay. I feel like I'm not going to find what I need, so I'm just going to stop looking then.
That's fine. And you wanted to look at the tiaras?
Yeah, because I like shiny things, and I want something that'll fit around my horns. I doubt I have anything that'll be worth 34 gold, but it's worth checking out.
Yeah, without any issue. There are a few. There are not a few, I'm sorry. There are several. As the staircase closes, shelf comes forward with these little fake heads, and each one of them wearing like a straight sterling whitish that includes a blue, green, red, blue, green, almost like into a peak. You also see several others that have just plain like white gems through them. And so you have a lot of options. There's green ones, there's red ones, there's whatever you would like. Almost.
Alright, I'd like to detect magic.
Okay. A ritual, or are you going to use a spell slot?
I'll just use a spell slot. Let me cast it real quick.
Well, looking around, you definitely know everything else around you is magical. The tiaras are not.
Okay, then I'm done.
Anybody else at this shop?
I am done, amigos.
Is that a deal?
Oh yeah, yeah, I already took it off my sheet. 300 gold and 3 silver all right. pieces.
All right, so let me do a quick update to some character sheets. Miguel?
Hey, Grubsy, add 5 more gold pieces to yours and 2 more copper pieces, because I have stuff and I don't want it.
But you may need it. Just keep any pocket change, man.
Okay.
You may need it.
Fair enough.
All right, Miguel, I got you updated. And then Rack, correct? Why do you have 2 great axes on your sheet?
Don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a great club if I learned how to read.
Oh.
All right, buddy. You guys are all set up. And, Vivian. Vivian.
Yes,
you know where that's going.
Eventually, when you guys meet up, you're going to have a silvered spear.
Oh, why thank you, Grubsy.
I'm thinking of you, boss.
That's my boy.
So let's go back to, let's switch over. While you guys are out there having a great time at Tomes and Tiaras, looking over, learning some great information, and Hecate, the information you are able to gather is that the there are several deciphers. One of them is up in Summerden, which is the most prominent. The other ones heard the town names of Deerhaven, which kind of rings a bell, of course, and Ebonhorn.
Is there places I can find information, possibly, maybe, about this book?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So we had Vivian. And whom else was going where?
Vivian and Gurgles. We're headed over to the general store.
Alright. So you guys are able to go ahead and you guys make your way to the Dreaming Hazelnut Trade Post.
That's quite a lovely name.
Oh, and it actually looks like a giant hazelnut is the shape of the actual building. So it's very distinct.
Yeah, I couldn't have missed this one.
You guys make your way in, and this store is stacked. There's multiple levels, and what you're looking for, there is a little case in front with some very shiny looking objects, which are awesome. But also you see behind the counter is an elf male. That's long, with a short gray, not gray, brown hair. And he has these elegant, like, whitish green robes that drape across his body.
Good morning, sir.
That's a wonderful morning to you, too. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yes, hello. My name is Vivian. This is my new friend, Gurgles. We are, and some friends of ours as well, are going to be heading up to the Snoring Mountains, and we're looking at getting... Yeah, I know. We have a friend that used to live there. It's a long story. No, but we're looking for some provisions and... possibly like saddlebags. We're looking at getting we have a mule. We're looking at getting Bill a friend. That way we can make our way through the mountains to to our destination. And Gurgles, what else were we talking about getting as well?
Dynamite. Do you have any dynamite or any explosives?
Yes.
What's dynamite?
Goodness. So
Gurgles anything... wouldn't have any clue about what dynamite is.
What?
I'm not even kidding. That does not exist right now.
Is there any kind of explosive thing that goes boom and destroys anything?
Fireball.
Not a boom. There you go.
So, anyways, we're looking for like provisions and stuff to get make our way into the Snoring Mountains, and like a saddlebag so we can get to Bill a friend. We've already discussed this.
Yeah,
I really wish.
Are you okay there, little guy?
Yes. Why do you ask? Well, not really, but why do you ask?
Because you're definitely going a little repeating, and I've learned it a lot of times with people I met that are. People that repeat themselves a lot have a little something off.
Well, that goes without saying, but I've been through a lot of shit with my friends for over the last few, well, since I've met them. Yeah, since I've met them is it is bit. Never mind. No, don't. I'm not gonna bother you with it. I'm just kind of trying to price some stuff right now. I don't have a lot of cash on me right now. Grubbs, my good friend, he's the one that carries the money because he's a smart one with it. I'm just kind of see what you have right now, and maybe I'll go grab them, and we'll come back and just trying to get an idea of what you have going on.
I have several things. Like, please feel free. Like, gestures, and you can see a spiral staircase that heads up on the northwest corner. You can see that on this ground, there are arrows, like needles of sorts, bolts, like little sling bullets. More of like the deadlier stuff are kind of camped around here.
Deadlier stuff like what?
Is this on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Like crossbow bolts and arrows.
Like, okay. Like ammunition. Sorry, I saw something.
Yeah, like
shiny.
The ammunition.
Sorry, I saw something.
There's
shiny.
There's no bear traps.
There's some air. Yeah, there are traps. There are, you know, even some rings. Some of the stuff that's more about the. I'm gonna keep my eye on this shit because I don't want people to kill me with it.
Bear traps. Big... Gurgles, what are you into? You know, it's never. We'll talk about this later.
Big game. We don't know what we're gonna have to sleep, so we're gonna need some big game traps. Unless you guys know how to. Some of us can sleep soundly.
Man, I don't hardly sleep. So, anyways.
Don't judge her culture.
I'm not judging anybody.
Traps are part of the bugbear people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My God. You're not even there, Grubs.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways. We'll look around. Thank you very
acid,
much. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Fire. Sorry. Real quick. There's acid, alchemist fire.
Fantastic. I don't know what any of that shit is.
And that's in a glass case. It's fun stuff. Oh, we'll just say that.
How much is the alchemist fire?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... My name is Angelum.
Angelum. Hello, Angelum. You know what? I would be right back. And I'm going to kind of gurgles. We should probably go get the rest of the crew.
We're good. We can do this. If you want, you can go get them. But I want to know about this fire. What does it do?
And you see, it's contained in a flask in itself. Oh, this is kind of sticky. It's kind of, it will stick to stuff, and as soon as it hits the air, it lights up in fire.
Does it hurt?
Oh, it hurts a lot. A lot.
This could be the kaboom we need.
Is it stays with them. It doesn't burn out right away. It takes a little bit. Now, you see a price tag on a little index card. It says 50 gold.
Okay.
It's too rich for my blood. Gurgles, let's go get the rest of the crew, and then we can all kind of come back and kind of get more of a game plan. I know we didn't really get much of a game plan on what we're supposed to be picking up, aside from the saddlebags and the provisions and all that sort of stuff.
That works.
Yes, I know. I know that's jumping out at you.
It sounds like it would go kaboom.
It does sound like it would go kaboom. You've got a real fascination with explosions.
Well, it's been a while since I've traveled and gone on an adventure, so I figure let's go balls to the wall and do it in fashion.
Lord knows I don't want to infringe on your culture or anything, Grubs.
Just be respectful.
I'm being respectful. God, you're not serious. I'm not here. Hang on. I'm going to tap on my wrist. Vivian DeGrubbs, do you read me? If you hear this,
it's one way.
I understand that. If you hear this, we're at the general store. If you can think of anything we need to pick up, please let me know. Over and out.
So we all hear that, right? It's not just me. It goes to all of us, right?
He did say Grubbs specifically. So it goes.
Yeah, I think it was a direct message.
Oh, direct. Okay.
There's general and then there's direct.
Such a fancy tattoo.
Right?
Or are you guys done over there? Because I don't want to just jump in.
Well,
he messaged you. You literally hear this go off while he's at the store.
Well, I'll look around at Greg and Miguel, and I don't know if Hecate. She came down, right? Yeah, she came down. Vivian wants to know if we need anything at the general store. Can y'all think of anything?
Not that I know of. Can we pick up some crowns?
Crowns?
Like
crayons.
Yeah.
Chalk.
Oh, how much for a tiara?
Which one are you looking at?
A sparkly one.
Narrows it down. Like what part speck of dirt are you looking at?
Grain
of salt or piece of rice?
Well, Hecate, what tiara do you like? You never get anything for yourself. We'll treat you.
Sounds about right.
No, I don't need a tiara. Maybe someday we'll get a magical one, but today I don't need one. What's more important is getting Lily back.
And get her back we shall. And with that, I think we shall bid adieu, taking our fancy new weapons and our list of ridiculous items back with us to meet up with our friends.
Question, do we know what these items are, what they look like?
Grubbs doesn't. Jeff does.
Nope. But with that, you guys begin to make your way to gather once again. Probably making your way towards the tavern or something, I'm assuming.
That's usually where we meet up.
Beer prepared and food for your next, together.
Prepared for your next descent. Based off of the information given by Gurgles, heading sort of to the northeast, to where, shockingly, we heard finally from our good friend, Grack, something about the Snoring Mountains that rings a bell for him. We'll tune in next time and find out what all these questions mean. Maybe we can answer them.
And find out what we need from the general store. Well, thank you all for listening. This has been an impromptu shopping montage, which we needed, and it sounds like we're heading our way up to the Snoring Mountains to go find Lily. And
I honestly didn't expect you guys to stop here, like do a shopping montage.
Well, we needed stuff, and it looks like we got an upgrade on some shit.
Prove me wrong. Go you.
Yay. absolutely, this has been a good one. Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for playing. Please tell people to follow us on all the social medias, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can chat with us on our newly developed Discord page. I'll put the link in the description. Get on there. Talk to us. We can talk about episodes. We can talk about random bullshit, because that's usually what it ends up with, is just random goofiness.
Our podcast. It's whatever. Let's talk with us.
Yeah, just get on there and bullshit with us. We do have a merch site, which I will link in the description as well. Discord, merch. Anybody else have anything they want to throw out there?
Praise Todd.
Praise Todd, indeed.
Praise Todd. And also, check out TTRPGHQ. All the social media does a fantastic job of covering not just us, but a lot of up-and-coming new stuff.
Yeah, he's really doing great.
He puts in a lot of legwork.
Yes, he does. Another one is... just had it. It's Actual Pods on Instagram. He's been helping us out a lot with distributing everything that we post on there as well. And I've been BSing with him. Super cool guy as well.
And he listens, right?
He does listen. Yes.
Hey, thank you so much from the DM. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, even though my players think I don't have one.
Well. That's just the discussion from earlier.
Because you're in the misery business.
But doesn't misery love company?
That's why we're here.
Just everybody that, you know, that likes and shares everything, rate and review us on all the podcast platforms. It's going to help us get out there to more and more people. And it helps us, it gives us that incentive to keep going and doing all this stuff. So do all that. We thank you all very much for listening. And with that, we will catch you guys next week.
Two things real quick.
Okay.
Check out on Twitch, Music, MUSICK _21R. And also a great new guy. I actually became friends with him recently, called Charmin. CHARMNG. Not the I, not a misspelling. Charmin was already taken. Charmin is what he got. Charmin. Amazing guy.
Mm-hmm. Charmin? Like the toilet paper?
Charmin. Almost, without the I. Mm. He's a fun guy. He's hilarious. If you just want to sit there and talk with him, it's a great time.
Beautiful. All right. Now, on that note, we will catch you guys.
Go ahead. Hecate, what do you call someone who becomes a mushroom on the night of a full moon?
I don't know, DM.
A mycanthrope. I think I
do 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 do.
All right, Vivian.
All right, we'll catch you
one
guys next week.
One has six legs, nine feet long, and can fly. Three dead halflings hit by an ogre.
That's actually pretty funny.
Well, yay. We'll catch you guys next week. Have a good week.
Doodles.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Trust a Smiling Dungeon Master podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at donttrustasmilingdm@gmail.com. Until next time.
Where am I waking up?
You were ball gagged in the cart. No. I'm just kidding.
Leatherbound Spirit!
He wasn't. That's it. We don't deal with Electrum because Electrum sucks stick.
Okay. Well, how?
The wizards, you heard it from me. Fuck off.
I'll be cutting that out because that'll ruin our sponsorship from wizards.
How many
have
am
a sponsorship?
I?
We could.
Oh, like five.
Oh, okay, yeah, you absolutely handle these negotiations. I want to buy a tiara.
Fantastic.
An Electrum's not that bad, Corey. Two Electrum to one.
I want to hear it from you, Grubbs, all right? You don't have
back
to
go,
remember
back
this shit.
Go, back go, back go, back go.
Okay, my watch is scaring me. It literally, I didn't even say her name, and the fucking bitch answered me. Apple. She's listening.
That's how the robots take over.
It is.
Did you say silk?
Yes.
Miguel, where did you come from? I thought you were going to the magic store. You sneaky bastard.
Is there any kind of explosive thing that goes boom and destroys anything?
Fireball.
Anyways.
Yeah, don't judge her culture.
I'm not judging anybody's culture.
Traps are part of the bugbear people.
Okay. My God. You're not even there, Grubs.
Oh, sorry.
If you hear this, we're at the general store. If you can think of anything we need to pick up, please let me know. Over and out.